So, Deepa, are you looking for a gift for the chef in your life?
Well, Robin, I kind of am the chef in my life, mostly because cooking's my happy, kind of creative place. But when I do cede the kitchen to my husband, he really does cook some pretty delicious dishes.
Well, how about getting him a cookbook? Our resident chef, okay. Kathy Gunst, has her annual list of favorites. She joins us now. Hi, Kathy.
Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Kathy, hi. Was it tough to narrow down the selection this year?
Torture. It just feels like every year my stacks are taller. At one point, I couldn't even see out one of the windows in my office. I mean, and I need
light. Oh, you have such a tough job, Kathy.
They throw cookbooks at her, and she's written several. But talk about the top three that you want this year, beginning with a Vietnamese cookbook.
Yes, Andrea Nguyen. It's called Evergreen Vietnamese Super Fresh Recipes, starring plants from land and sea. And she begins the book by talking about how cruddy she felt after, quote, years of eating everything she wanted. She saw doctors and specialists, and she came to the conclusion that she needed to slow down, rest up, and change her diet. So she focuses on Vietnamese flavors. She's an award-winning Vietnamese food specialist. And I tried two recipes from this book, and they were both winners. One is called Shaking Salmon, which combines sautéed pieces of fresh salmon with ginger and garlic and fish sauce. And then there's fresh mint and dill and basil. And it was so full of texture and color and flavor. And to think that it was healthy was just a huge bonus. I also tried a spicy mushroom and cabbage slaw. The book is filled with recipes I'm looking forward to trying.
Okay. Oh, can't wait. You know, I have to tell you, Kathy, after Thanksgiving, I used some of my turkey leftovers to make a Vietnamese. Instead of chicken porridge, I made turkey porridge. It was so good.
Very
good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Andrea Nguyen's book. But the other one you have for us is by Nick Sharma. It's called Veg Table. I love it.
Yes, very clever title, breaking up the word vegetable, obviously. This is Nick Sharma's third book. He is from Mumbai, so he has an East Asian background. He's also a molecular biologist. So he has all these wonderful recipes that are vegetable-focused, but not necessarily vegetarian. But there's all these wonderful explanations about why a certain technique is used, and all these great flavors. I adored his recipe for Kung Pao sweet potatoes. He took a classic Chinese dish by substituting sweet potatoes for chicken, a lot of chilies and peanuts, and then the celery herb salad with lime vinaigrette made a winter evening very bright. Just terrific book.
Okay, these are, you know, everything's sounding wonderful. We'll have the list at herenow.org. To dessert, you've chosen Love is a Pink Cake. I agree.
Yes.
It's from Claire Patak. She got a lot of attention when she baked Harry and Meghan's wedding cake. But you say this is the real deal, this book.
Yeah, she owns the Violet Bakery in London, and the title, Love is a Pink Cake, comes from a collection of prints by Andy Warhol. I tried her recipe for a chocolate hazelnut cake, and it was one of the moistest, rich, dark chocolate-flavored cakes I've ever had, and there was no gluten. So this book is filled with all kinds of great, the rye brown butter chocolate chip cookies, lemon meringue pie bars. And I will say it is not the splashiest, fanciest cookbook of the year, but it is solid and attractive and appealing, and the recipes work.
Yeah, okay.
I have to say, though, someone who bakes a royal wedding cake, it makes me feel like these might be hard recipes.
Not at all. Very, very home cook friendly, I would say.
Okay.
Excellent. Any other books you want to give a quick shout out to?
Oh, so many. Latinismo by Sandra Gutierrez is a wonderful book. Italy by Ingredients by Viola Butoni. Start Here by Sola Iwale. I could go on and on. Company by Amy Thielen. There's just a big collection of books, and the range of from China to Vietnam to California to England, just terrific. And if you're bored with your cooking, this is the way to restart.
Well, finally, Kathy, just the minute we have, You know what I'm going to ask you. You and I have been having these conversations. We're both so lucky. People send us cookbooks. And then I look up one day and I said, this is wrong. I shouldn't have these cookbooks. They should be used. So you know I've been giving them away. I sent some to you.
You sent me a beautiful book. Yes.
Giving them to cooking schools. And also a lot of the young people that I know are like, oh, no, I'm good with the New York Times. You know, they're going online.
Yeah.
Why a cookbook?
It's that absolute pleasure of leafing through a solid book that you hold in your hands, seeing the beautiful photographs and thinking, I think I could do this. I'm going to try. It's completely different than going online and scrolling forever and never knowing how solid it is.
Yeah, I got one right in front of me that we're going to be talking to the author Clancy Miller for The Culture. It's also about Black women and their role.
Yes, that's a wonderful book. Yeah,
stories too. Okay, here now, Resident Chef Kathy Gunn's picks for favorite cookbooks. We'll have it at hereandnow.org. Go break the internet. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you both.